This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
Hey, what's up, trivia nerds? Welcome to the best trivia podcast ever, the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. I am here with my best friend, Meredith. Meredith, say hi.
Hello, kids in the car.
We're going to play a really adorable game today, and that game is called Baby Animal Trivia.
Oh, babies.
He's just a baby. He's just a little baby. Baby Animal Trivia. I love baby animals, all of them. I find myself in danger sometimes because I immediately run towards baby animals, and perhaps I shouldn't. But I love them. So we're going to play a whole trivia game about them. We're going to give shout outs today to Winston, Audrey, and Kylie, and a very happy birthday to Jackson. Jackson, I hope you have an amazing day and that your day is filled with baby animals.
Oh, Jackson, ask your mom for baby chicks.
Oh, that's a very high maintenance request. I was just maybe go to the zoo for the day, Jackson. Maybe just see some animals your mom doesn't have to take care of for the rest of the day.
They could do better
for you,
Jackson.
That's what I would think. That's where I would go with that. Parents, I'm always here for you. Just know this. Like, Meredith, menace. Me, always to just rationalize the whole thing. Okay.
He wants some chicks.
He wants some chicks. Are you ready to play some baby animal trivia?
Yep.
Sounds real cute. Okay, round one, question one. What color are baby flamingos?
They are pink.
They're actually not pink. They are gray. They are born gray. I know, like little ugly ducklings out there. Aww. Okay, question two. What do you call a baby platypus?
I know it because I shared a meme about it. It is called a puggle and it is adorable.
A puggle. It is so cute. Okay, question three. These animals are born blind, hairless, and the size of a jelly bean. Oh, and we call them joeys. Trying to trick you. What are they?
Kangaroos.
They're not. They're actually koalas. Apparently, we call marsupials joeys, and a koala is also a marsupial. So that's also a joey. But yeah, they're teeny tiny.
Now we know.
Okay. Now we know. Question four. Giraffes, rhino, and whale offspring are often called what?
Well, I know a whale is called a calf, so a calf.
That is right. They are calves. All right. Question five. Who is in charge of caring for the egg in a penguin colony?
That would be the dad.
That's right. That would be the dad.
I'd like to start a petition for the human moms. Just kidding.
So much so. They just put that little egg on their little toes to keep it warm, and the ladies just go back to book club. That's how I like it. Okay, question six. Ants are born and grow without what major human organ?
Ew. ants are born and grow without any. This is how you know I'm trying to search for the answer when I read the question back to you. They are born and grow without any hearts.
They have a heart, but they don't have lungs.
What?
They have tiny little holes all over them, and air goes in and carbon dioxide comes out. It's crazy pants, but no lungs on those ants. Okay. Question 7. The babies of this annoying insect are called tumblers. They're born in the water and they feed on algae until they're old enough to destroy my life.
Mosquito.
That is, they're called mosquitoes. You need some tumblers just to get through mosquito season is all I'm saying. Question 8. Baby cheetahs are born with all the spots they will ever have. What are those baby cheetahs called?
Cheetatas.
Is there a petition? I would like to start calling them cheetatas. They're actually just pups, but cheetatas is very adorable.
Cheetatas.
I'm going to bring that up next time I'm at the zoo. I'm going to ask the zookeeper, like, do you have any cheetatas? Yeah.
Everyone start saying it. I'm about to make
you feel stupid at the zoo. Yeah. Okay.
I'm trying to make perf a word. So if you guys could just start using that too, instead of like perfect, be like perf.
No.
Cheetatas. Perf, cheetatas.
Okay. Right. Question 9. These undersea giants will grow up to have no teeth.
Undersea giants, a sunfish.
That's what you would qualify as an undersea giant?
Have you ever seen one of those things?
It's a humpback whale.
Oh, humpback, I guess that is bigger. That is bigger. Yeah.
Okay. Final question this round. When born, these babies join a herd called a dazzle. What kind of animal is that?
Well, I know because I like to give it the razzle dazzle, and it's a zebra.
That's right. It is a zebra. Good job. Good job. Okay. Let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll play more baby animal trivia. We can only say it in our baby voices. Just a little baby animal trivia. We'll be right back.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places, Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan, but nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon / spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an 8-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face Off launches April 9th.
Green Chef is the number one meal kit for eating clean, with dinners that work for you, not the other way around. They deliver everything you need to eat clean and the easy way this whole summer. Feel your best with nutritionist-approved recipes packed with great ingredients that taste amazing too. Make more time for your summer goals with our convenient step-by-step recipes with options ready in less than 30 minutes. Plus, you cut down on meal prep with pre-portioned and prepped ingredients, including pre-measured sauces, spices, dressings, all delivered right to your door. We are huge Green Chef fans. We just made the blackened chicken and grits the other day. Amazing. We're making the French onion pork chops tonight. And by we, I mean my kids, because everything's already done. They just take over and cook it and they feel awesome. And I feel super awesome about the whole entire ordeal. Go to greenchef.com/roadtrip50 and use code roadtrip50 to get 50% off plus free shipping. That is greenchef.com/roadtrip50 using code roadtrip50 to get 50% off plus free shipping. Guys, Green Chef, honestly, the number one meal kit for eating well. Obsessed. Love it. All right. We are back for round two of baby animal trivia. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Really well. You did really well.
Okay. I do like the little babies.
Okay. Round two, question one. How long does it take for a baby giraffe to start walking?
Okay, I know it's really fast because I watched the giraffe get born. What was that giraffe's name?
Everybody watched on the webcam.
Yeah, I think they walk within 5 minutes.
It's actually 30 minutes, which is substantially quicker than anybody in my house walked. So big time.
I had one kid that didn't walk till he was almost a year old. He just had this real big head. He kept falling down all the time.
Oh man.
He grew into his head a little and he could walk better.
It really would have been helpful if my kids walked it 30 minutes, but here we are. All right. Question two, what do you call a baby sea turtle?
Oh, they're called hatchlings on the beach.
That's right. They are hatchlings. Question three. What two mammals breastfeed their babies underwater?
Well, I'm just going to guess mammal names. Dolphins and another mammal underwater is a whale.
That is correct. Dolphins and whales.
Okay.
Pretty awesome to watch. You can find a video of it. It's pretty cool. Question four, true or false? Puppies can be born as identical twins, which means they like share a sac.
Yes.
Yes, they can.
Yes.
They're identical twin dogs. Okay. Question five. Kids are what we call adorable babies of what animal?
A goat.
That's right. Goat it is. Question six. Baby flies are admittedly one of the grossest things ever. What are they called?
Ugh. Maggots.
I can't.
It's kind of a good burn though, if you think about it. I haven't used the word maggot in a while.
Ugh. That guy,
he's an internet maggot.
Yeah, not my favorite. Okay, question seven.
Okay.
What do we call a female donkey?
A female donkey.
I know. I didn't even know there was another name for it, but there is.
Brenda.
Close. It's a Jenny.
How cute is that?
I know. I agree. Question eight. This baby animal is called a pup and will grow up to be the only mammal that can fly.
A mammal that can fly, you say?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Flying monkey. Flying black squirrels.
That's not, no, it's actually a bat. It's a bat. So there we go. All right. Question nine. Newborn dolphins don't do what for the first month of their life? What don't newborn baby dolphins do for the first month they are alive?
They do not eat solid foods.
Oh, actually, they don't sleep.
Oh, that would be torture.
That poor mom. She's like, oh my gosh.
We should not complain about these human babies anymore.
24 hours a day.
She's so tired.
I think Finding Nemo would have been a whole different movie if it would have featured a dolphin and a newborn baby.
I think so. And just like a tired mom. And she accidentally lost another dolphin because the other one wouldn't go to sleep at night.
Yeah.
I mean, I could see how it would happen.
30 days.
Exhausted.
Exhausted.
Truly takes a village.
It does. Okay, final question. What color is the skin of a polar bear?
Pink.
It's actually black.
Oh.
Their skin is black and their hair is not white. It's actually like translucent and see-through. So what you're seeing is white is just, it's just reflecting light. It's just clear hair. How crazy is that?
I don't believe you.
It's true.
It has to be. It's on the trivia podcast.
It has to be. You know, you know how that goes.
Read the reviews. We get it right all the time.
Listen, if I'm ever wrong, a dad out there will tell me.
A dad always tells us. It's always a dad. That's... You know, a mom doesn't have time for this. She's like, whatever.
The dad's always telling me. I'm always like,
the dad's
thanks,
like, I gotta let him know. I gotta thanks, let him. Dad. I gotta let him know.
I love it. I love it. Thanks, Dad. All right. We went over this episode of Baby Animal Trivia. Make sure to head over to our Instagram or Facebook page and let us know. If you guys have a birthday shout out or you just want a regular shout out or you have a show idea, head over to iTunes, leave us a 5-star review, and please make sure to include your name in that review so we know who to give the shout out to. If you want to see your picture on our social media, we love sharing it. Make sure your parents send it to us via Instagram or Facebook and include your names because we do not post pictures without names. So just make sure you do that. All right. I think that's everything, Meredith. Did we forget anything?
That's it. Have a good day, Jennies. That's a girl goat.
It's a girl donkey. Were you not paying attention?
Man, I would have got that question wrong again.
See you later, trivia nerds.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.